two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielso Lake puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
All right, joining us now, what a big game for Weber State taking on Montana State in the FCS playoffs, coming off a big win over the weekend. Coach Jay Hill of Weber State, kind enough to join us. Coach, how are you?
Hey, Coach.
Good. How are you guys?
Better now.
We're fired up. Get a chance to talk a little Weber State football. Congrats on the win last week. I know, look, you never take playoff wins for granted. That was a fun one last week up there in Ogden.
You know what? It was. I said this going in. North Dakota was a really good opponent. You don't finish third in the Missouri Valley if you're not a great football team. And they were that. They came in. They were tough. We got off to the good start, which everyone knows about. And then those guys weren't going to go away. I mean, they kept fighting and clawing and digging. And in the end, really, we just needed to make sure we won in advance. And we did that. And I was fired up for our guys, how they really started the game, and then obviously getting the win was a big deal.
You know, football kind of blows up the holidays. It destroys Thanksgiving and beats up Christmas pretty badly. Were you able to enjoy some Thanksgiving?
Yeah, no, we did. So we had practice Thursday morning on Thanksgiving Day, and then I was able to enjoy Thanksgiving with the family and hang out a little bit. And then Friday morning woke up, and that was the Utah State Boise State game, right? Friday morning.
Yeah.
And by the way, Scotty, I don't get to listen to very many games, but I did listen to you that day. You do a phenomenal job on play-by-play.
Hey, I appreciate that.
There's
thank
an
you.
Endorsement.
We'll take that.
No, I really believe that. I think you do a phenomenal job. You obviously know that program well, and that was well called. So good job.
Thank you.
Yep.
So you're up 38-17 at the end of the third quarter, and I know this is difficult. I talk to especially basketball coaches have a hard time with this as well. When you've got a fairly sizable lead, but yet there's still a ton of time left, how difficult is it to try to keep guys kind of dialed in when they deep down they kind of feel like they have control of the game? But, you know, look, it's college football. Things can get away from you, and North Dakota does get those two late touchdowns.
Well, so in my mind at that point, the dumbest thing you can do is lose the game. So if you keep chucking, especially in those weather conditions,
yeah,
I really felt like we had run the ball really good up to that point. And so at this stage, just keep doing what you're doing. If they get a score or two, they're not going to win. But don't do something stupid to have a turnover or give them a short field or let them score quickly. That's dumb. And so we kind of took that approach where we continued to run the ball. And we did. We drove the ball down the field, had a chance at a field goal to go up 24. We missed it. And then they scored the two touchdowns you're talking about. But it was kind of one of those games where did it ever feel like it was really ever in threat? No. And just in that situation, be smart. Do not lose the game. That would be tragic. And obviously we couldn't do that. And there was a couple times where, you know, you get another yard or so on a run and then the game was over. Or if we're able to punch in the one touchdown, it wasn't ever in question. I just felt that way the whole time in the second half, and especially the fourth quarter. Just don't do something stupid to lose it. That'd be dumb.
So, Coach, as I understand it, Montana State was on a bye, right? So they
were on a bye. Yes.
Yeah. So
yes.
They finished up their regular season, if I remember right, against Montana, beat them pretty good.
Yep.
And now they get a bit of rest. How much of an advantage do you feel like that is to have a bye week? Or do you feel like maybe getting the momentum and getting your guys excited and keeping them warm through a game? Like, how much advantage is there really?
I don't know. I mean, I think it's all your mindset and how you approach it. In 2017, we didn't get a bye, and we played really good against the same thing. It was almost identical that year. We played the third-place Missouri Valley team here at home. We won, and then we went and played a red-hot Southern Utah team and just played lights out. And then we went on the road to play James Madison, who hadn't lost in 25 straight games, and we really had a chance to beat them. And so that particular year playing in the first round is actually what got us rolling. And then in 18, we had the bye. In 19, we had the bye. In both those years, we played well off the bye. So I don't know. I mean, I think it's all mindset. The reality is you have to play, so go play and win. And if you get a bye, get rested up and get healthy and try to make that the advantage. I don't get too hung up on the situation. Just make the situation the best you can.
You know, I know that it's difficult for offensive coordinators. They probably spend all week coming up with the great, great game plans, and they're like, all right, I got this and this and this. And then they start the game and like, wow, we're getting 8-9 yards of pop on the ground. And but I've got all this other stuff I want to get to. But I love the fact that, look, you had Davis who goes for 129, Bankston who goes for 122. Barron only has 11 attempts, and I know the conditions probably played a little bit into it, but hey, look, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. If you can get him on the ground, just go out and do the and just stick with it. And I thought that was a great game plan by your offensive coordinator going into that thing.
Well, it was phenomenal. We had three running backs go for over 5 yards a carry. Bronson Barron had he got 20 yards of completion. And so you in those games, and when the weather was the way it was, be efficient. And running the ball was efficient. I thought the O-line and tight ends did a phenomenal job opening holes for the backs. Bronson did a good job managing the game in those conditions. And the throws he hit were huge. So, you know, I mean, that goes back to what I was saying earlier. Like, don't do something to lose it.
Yeah.
Like that'd be dumb, especially with the start we had.
You know, Coach, we always talk about the home crowd. And we talk about the home stadium advantage, and I definitely remember that playing at BYU. It was incredible. But I do remember my road games, whether it was against Kansas State in the Cotton Bowl and that Cotton Bowl full of BYU fans, or even when we played Syracuse. Now, Syracuse beat the pants off us. It was terrible. But I do remember a pretty good group of BYU fans up in the stands. Do you recognize a home crowd? And you're talking about Bozeman. It's 6 hours away from that Ogden area. It's very drivable, very doable. Get yourself a ticket and head to this game. Do you recognize your road crowds? Do you feel any presence from a road crowd?
Well, so we do, for sure. Like, when they're on the road, we always sing our fight song with them after. Our football teams, knock on wood, have always been very, very good road teams here, since I've been here at Weber State. So we get to sing the fight song a lot on the road. And you notice those guys. I will say this. You played in front of a pretty unique crowd as far as what BYU gets and how they travel on the road. I think that's unique to them and maybe five or six other programs across the country. Like Wisconsin travels like that. Actually, the University of Utah started traveling like that for these big bowl games. So, but I think that's pretty unique that you get that size of a crowd on the road.
So, obviously, the rematch, you know, and you don't want to bring up the long snapper, but you kind of have to because you had that, you're up in that game and you're feeling confident, and then momentum switches and it switches in a big way. But you still had a chance late to win that game. With all the adversity that went into that game, you still had a chance. What's the message to this team as you make that return trip to Bozeman?
Well, so Grant Sands is a great kid and he's tough. And Monday, I guess it was yesterday, we're out at practice and he's snapping pre-practice in what we call our specialist period. And I went right up to him with a big smile and I said, Grant, you know, the first time you run out on the field, the crowd's going to be on you and their players are going to be in your face talking smack. And he smiled back. He said, Coach, I know that. And so, is it something we hide from? Absolutely not. When adversity strikes, you freaking hit it face on, and we don't run from it. We understand that there's going to be, you know, fans talking to him, and they'll probably be wearing his jersey in the stands or whatever it is, which fans should do. But I mean, that game was what it was. And we made some mistakes, and you learn from it, and you move on. And this time could be totally different. We could go up there, and their snapper could do the same thing for them. Or we could go out there and just jump out to a huge lead and just roll. Who knows? I mean, every game's different. I don't sense that there's going to be any carryover from what happened up there last time.
Man, Coach, bless that kid's heart. All that comes to my mind is bless that kid's heart, man. And I haven't paid 100% attention to every snap that's been put on the field since that Montana State game. So Montana or Sacramento State, Idaho State, Arizona, or North Dakota. I can't tell you all of them, but it seems like your snaps have been pretty on since that day.
So we had one at Sac State, but yeah, I mean, the kids rebounded fine. And like I say, nobody wanted it. I don't want it. He didn't want it. But it's a learning lesson. You move on from it and you try to get better. And I think our team has learned from that. But just if your snapper makes a mistake, then your wideout's got to go make a touchdown. Or if your snapper makes a mistake, then if you're a linebacker, go get a sack or make a big TFL or force a fumble. Like, that's the reality of football and why football is such an unbelievable sport is if somebody makes a mistake, somebody else has got to go make up for it. And that's how team sports go.
So during the break or during that last answer, I was just trying to pull up weather for Bozeman, Montana. But I don't know what it's looking like. Here, now it comes up. Let's see here.
Like
Saturday.
26 and partly sunny or something like that.
But here's the thing. You got to love the fact that your team is kind of built for this. I mean, you can run the ball well. You got good offensive line play. You just had a quarterback who won a game with some big throws but only needed 11 attempts in that game. Like, this is Weber State football. This is your element, right?
So that game we played up there last time was horrible weather. Like sleet, rain, snow, hail, cold. And then we played Sac State in the same thing, sleet, rain, snow. Last week in our first playoff game, I mean, Saturday, the weather was crazy, snowy up here, wet. So we can't blame it on the weather. We've played in weather plenty of times this year. Yesterday, we left the practice field. It was 13 degrees up here in Ogden. So we played in a super cold day yesterday. I mean, the weather's not a factor. In fact, we pride ourselves on being a good weather team. I mean, a bad weather team. If it's bad weather, then we should still play well. In fact, it should be advantage for us because we've done it a bunch this year. So I don't let the weather be a factor.
How good does it feel to have another shot at them, Coach?
Oh, so good. So we had it in 17. In 17, Southern Utah beat us on our own field. We went down there in the playoffs and won big. And then in 19, Montana beat us in the regular season up there, and then they had to come here in the playoffs, and we beat them big here. So I'm hoping history repeats itself. They're probably saying the same thing. Weber State's been there before, but I know this. When the brackets came out, they didn't want to see us in their side of the bracket. So we got to go prove that that's the case. Go play great. You know, the only thing that matters is who makes plays on game day. So that's what we're going up there to do. And, you know, we'll go up there with a ton of confidence, and hopefully the ball bounces our way in the critical times, and we go up there and play great.
We didn't get a chance to chat, but when the selections came out, were you bummed out you didn't get a seed, or is that stuff like, hey, look, we're gonna have to win games regardless. That stuff doesn't matter.
Well, so in reality, I could tell that the players were a little disappointed. And I don't know if it's because, you know, if you get the bye week, then they can go home for Thanksgiving or whatever it is. But I could tell that they were a little disappointed, and you know what? That's okay. Disappointment occurs in life, and there's things that we're always disappointed in. And then that wasn't the lot that we drew, and so we had to play the first round. You prepare like crazy, and you go play the game. But, yeah, I mean, I think that there was a little initial disappointment not getting the seat. And then the reality is go win the football game that you have to play. And I thought they did a dang good job of that.
You know, Coach, people like you are in high demand. And that's just the facts. When you're a good coach and high character and you do what you've done with a program, you're in high demand. Here you are in the middle of a playoff run and a great team. How do you manage the phone calls when certain coordinator positions open or big-time opportunities open? Like, how do you deal with the calls and the questioning and the demand? And in right now, when you're on this beautiful run through the playoffs?
Well, I mean, I think those questions come up every year, and the only thing you can say is that that's really the time of year that it occurs, and let me focus on my team and focus on the task that we have at hand right now. And I don't know how to always answer that. But that's definitely this time of year. And you focus on the task at hand, and right now it's Montana State. And that's, I mean, I don't know how else to answer that other than you can do one thing at a time. Maybe I'm just not smart enough to do anything else, but I got to focus right now on Montana State.
Well, I know I've known you long enough to believe that you feel like you owe it to the kids. And that's one of the things that I think makes you great at what you do, is you owe it to the kids to give them the full attention. And I always felt like my coaches through the years did that. You know,
Well, you're right. I mean, these players, they work their guts out for a full year. They fight and they claw and they dig and they give you everything they've got. And we've won 10 games for the fourth time in 5 years, or something like that. And how many teams can say they've won 10 games? These guys have given me everything they've got. And so, I mean, it's only fair to say that the coach are doing the same in return. So that's reality.
You never take those seasons for granted, do you? I mean, 10 wins, that's a huge number, especially when you only have 11 in the regular season.
Yeah, you can't. If you do, you're dumb, because they just don't happen very often. In fact, I think in the history of Weber State, they've had six 10-win seasons, and four of them have been in the last 5 years. So there you go. They don't happen very often.
Coach, I've got to ask, because people ask me this nonstop about you. What is it that's kept you at Weber State for so many years?
I don't know. I mean, we love it. It's been, the place has been great for my wife and my kids. I'm coaching big time college football, and I don't know. Sometimes I think people get too hung up on the egos of what's out there, and always looking for something else. And, you know, I really believe this, that the grass is not always greener. Sometimes it is, but that's not always the case. And so, I've got great kids. I coach phenomenal kids. So, I got a good gig. We're blessed every day. So that.
Weber's lucky to have you, Coach.
Well, Coach, we appreciate it. Go get them. Go get that W, and let's do this again next week, because we're cheering for you.
I will be smiling Saturday. I promise you that. So.
We're going to be talking about a win next week, and don't big time us next week, Coach. I don't want you to say, "Oh well, yeah, Jake and Ben are my priority," and Scotty and I need RJ Hill time. So please,
hey. Anytime you guys want, I'm all for it. I might make you take me golfing in the summer or something, but I'm all for it.
We'll get you out there.
You name the course, we'll get it squared away for sure.
Okay, I love that. See, I got to use your guys' connections more.
Oh, hey, Hans hasn't paid for a round of golf since like 97. So.
Coach Hill knows that's not true. Coach Hill, you know that's okay. Maybe Coach Hill knows that.
Hey, Scotty, just while we're on this topic, he's never gone golfing with me where I did not pay, just so you know, or get it hooked up. So.
Have you heard about the BOGO?
No.
We don't need to talk about the BOGO.
So
no, go ahead and bring up the BOGO.
Han's got a buy one, get one offer to a golf course. So he calls up Lloyd and says, "Hey, Lloyd, come and go golfing." And he makes Lloyd pay full price so that he gets the golf for free.
It was my certificate. It was my certificate. I had it in a golfing book.
And that's what he claimed, Coach. It was his certificate.
Oh, my gosh. Well, hopefully you took all the money off him on the course so that you made up for having to pay for the green fee.
Coach, you're the best. Good luck. Go get that W.
Right. Go get him, Coach.
All right, guys.
There you go. Jay Hill, head coach at Weber State.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLPodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.